Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
No one does it like Pretty Malik. What have you got?
Taylor Swift is making sure the crew on the European leg of her Eras Tour is well taken care of. This girl spent $300,000 on catering alone to make sure her staff is well taken care of.
Wow.
So this catering consultant said that when they were in Portugal and in Spain, what they did, she spent $5,500 on Portuguese barbecue.
Okay.
200 kilos of paella, jumbo shrimp, chorizo for $20,000. Fruits, pies, treats, another $10,000.
Didn't and then we get told, yes, we had a guest in the studio who said to us that they know for a fact that she gave her UK backup dancers a £500,000
bonus.
Each. £500,000 bonus.
Dancer. You could buy a house with that.
Each easy, dancer. Man.
Her crew are the highest paid. Her dancers are the highest paid.
Go dance.
I learned those dances.
Learn how to dance. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, she has a 3-hour concert, right?
Yeah.
Billie Eilish says there's one thing that she will never do in her life, and that is have a 3-hour show. She's like, that is absolutely crazy. Even if I love an artist, I will never watch them for 3 hours straight. So
I would watch.
Never expect a 3-hour concert from Billie Eilish.
It's a little bit too much, yeah.
Well, I mean, you enjoyed it.
Who's?
You enjoyed Taylor's concert? It was 3 hours.
It was too long.
It's
no,
too long.
It's not.
Okay.
Yeah,
No.
Hold on. During the Taylor Swift show that I went to in LA, I went outside, like, as in I left the stadium and just sat for like 35 minutes.
Doing
stuff and yeah.
Then you came back.
But for fans, it's like the full experience.
Yeah,
if you're a true fan.
I love more.
Rossi, you could do a 7-hour Beatles show, right?
Well, Paul McCartney, could do definitely. McCartney does like the same, 2.5 hours, 3 hour sets.
There you go. And finally, guess what, guys?
What?
Tomorrow, we are getting brand new Eminem music.
Yay!
It's called Houdini. It's going to be the first single off his album, The Death of Slim Shady. Now, he has not shared any kind of hint as to what it is, but he did post a video on his Instagram. It's him and David Blaine having a chat.
I like David Blaine.
And basically, Eminem is asking David Blaine to come up with some sort of a trick. And this is what Eminem says at the end.
Well, for my last trick, I'm going to make my career disappear.
Wait, what?
So that's all we have.
And
not music.
And it sounds like what?
It sounds like his old stuff,
sounds
right?
Sounds like his old stuff. Yeah, that old, like...
Slim Shady
sort of feel.
I'm excited.
What does he mean, I'm going to make my career disappear?
So the whole time to the run-up to this album, it's called The Death of Slim Shady. He's been releasing, like, these fake kind of news pieces that say Slim Shady has died, in his alter ego.
So what's he mean? Like, that's it for Slim Shady? That's what he means? Like, it's done?
Yeah.
Well, no, because he's had a few different names, hasn't he? Slim Shady, Eminem, Marshall Mathers.
Marshall's his name.
Slim Shady's
but he released an album, Marshall Mathers.
So what he's trying to say is that the alternative ego, is that what it's called?
Yeah, alter ego.
Yeah, alter ego, Slim Shady, done. And he's just going to be Eminem or Marshall Mathers from now on.
All right, well, let's see what happens tomorrow. With Eminem. Tomorrow
I'm so
we get
excited.
Him. Let's see what we got. I love this song, by the way.
Was the problem at the post office or something.
Remember this?
Sometimes I scribble the dresses too
he's
sloppy
so
when
good. I love him.
But anyways, what's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant, too. I'm about to be a father.
This is Christmas number
daughter,
one, I think, in
guess
the UK.
What I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna name
Christmas number one.
Yeah. I read about your Uncle Ronnie, too. I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some two day one.
That's such a nice story.
I know you probably hear this every day. But I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground that you did with Stan. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures,
we'll
man.
We'll just get to the chorus.
I like what you did with Rockets, too. That was bad. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back. Just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan.
This is Stan. This is Dido.
And I can't see at all.
6 minute song.
Yeah, so good.
In a world that we live today, your average song's around 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
This is a 6 minute, 15 song.
You still ain't
the video.
I hope you have it.
Oh, yeah.
His concert here was amazing.
Yeah, he was good.
You didn't
want
to talk to me outside the concert. You didn't have to, but you could have signed an autograph.
This is about like an over...
zealous
fan, right? Like an obsessed fan that goes a little bit sort of
yep.
crazy, right?
Martha style.
Martha style. You've got a few of them, haven't you?
I did have someone rock up to the house the other day.
True.
She was just asking for directions, though. He was disappointed.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Walked into my house.
Oh, wow. You got to watch out. I'm glad you've got security now.
Hercules and Coco. I even got a tattoo with your name across the chest.
Sometimes I even cut myself to see. All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you.